Hey, home theater nerds, welcome to the Brightside Home Theater Podcast, the home theater podcast that's all about the experiences, the sights, the sounds, the scenes. And this week, I want to just discuss what is a great home theater experience and do you have one? So let's sit down and talk about it.
This is Brightside Home Theater.
All right, thanks for pushing play on Brightside Home Theater Podcast. This is kind of a new idea. I wanted to, I really want to get this off my chest, to be honest with you. Usually, you know, sights and sounds and scenes, but I'm getting a lot of questions on, like, how do I get to the next level? What's a great home theater experience? How do I improve my home theater experience? And to be honest with you, I'm getting some negative feedback. Very little bit, but it kind of just goes right through me. And we're going to address all of that stuff. But hey, thank you everybody for supporting the podcast. Everybody on Patreon, thank you very much. Everybody following along on Twitter at BrightsideHT, thank you very much. All the people stepping up to be on Takeover Tuesday. The listeners coming on and we're just chatting 2 hours, 2+ hours at a time. Thank you, everybody, for doing that. It's been a blast. It's changed everything on how I thought this podcast could go. Hey, small announcement, big changes are coming. I should say big additions are coming to the podcast. The podcast is going to stay the same. We are going to get back into breaking down movies and scenes and giving away boxes of popcorn. Definitely going to continue with that. But there's going to be some additions to the podcast as well. Let's just say that coming in the near future. Really excited for that. Excited for you guys. Excited for more Takeover Tuesdays. Booked out till July. So if you want to get on, come on. You know, last week I had a repeat listener that said, I got an idea and it was topical and I bumped everybody and pushed him right in there. So if you want to be forward like that and you got a topical subject you want to talk about, hey, hit me up on Twitter at BrightsideHT or you can email me at BrightsideHomeTheater@gmail.com. Or if you just want to be put on the schedule and you want to be on the show, let me know. Happy to have you, and people are having a blast with it, and I'm having a blast with it, and the feedback has been awesome. So thank you very much. Hey, that's enough of all the pleasantries and all that fun stuff. Let's get into what is a great home theater experience, and do you have one? And it's such a tough question because I hate to ride the fence here, but it's yes and no, all right? Talking with everybody over the years since I started this podcast has lent me in one direction on that fence sitting. Is it yes or is it no? All the years before that lent me in the other direction. Is it yes or is it no? I've been doing this for 35 years, or coming up on 35, whatever it is, since 87, 88, I've been into home theater, had a home theater since 88. So anyways, that's neither here nor there. But here's the thing. Great home theater experience. What does that mean? Well, to me, the home theater experience is about what you get in your room when you sit down to watch a movie. Now, is that a dedicated theater? Is it a living room theater? Is it just you in your room? Whatever it is, are you 22 years old and you just dream of having a home theater someday and you've got a bedroom in your parents' house and, hey, you just added a couple of speakers to it? Do you have a great home theater experience? Here's the spoilers. Yeah, you do. And that's where I come down on what is a great home theater experience. It's whatever you have. And I don't, and this is what I want to get into because I don't think people take that for granted. They take for granted what they've had in the past, if they or they look ahead to what they could have instead of enjoying what they do have. And to me, a great home theater experience is the ride. It's the hobby. It's all of that. What can I provide other people that I haven't provided in the past? So I go back to that kid that's 22 years old, added a couple speakers in his parents' house in his bedroom. And he's like, I'm blown away by that. And does this sound familiar? Like Ralph and I talking a couple weeks ago or a week ago about this and saying, this is how we started out. And we were blown away by that. But now because of sound bars and now because of it, just it's a lot more accessible now, a home theater that is, compared to what it was in the 80s, because it really didn't exist when we first started. And we're starting to take that for granted. And people, and what I'm not liking, and here's the negative that I don't like, is that people are judging because they don't have what either they have or what they could possibly have. And that isn't what home theater is about. Home theater is about, it's about the art. It's about the art of enjoying the movie, right? And so movies, cinema is art. And that's what we're enjoying. But then our room is a piece of art. And it's constantly a working piece of art. And that's the journey. And here's the part that I'm saying, like, yes, you have a, no matter what you have a great home theater experience. And I can say that with the utmost confidence, because if you're listening to me right now, then you're getting a great home theater experience. It doesn't mean it's the best one that you're ever going to have, because that you'll never get. That's like saying, will I ever see tomorrow? No, you won't see tomorrow. Because when you get there, it's called today. So you're always chasing that next. You're looking forward to tomorrow, but you're never finding it. And that's what home theater is about, too. You're never finding that unicorn. Because as soon as you get there, there's something else. There's always something else. And I've talked about this briefly in the past. I've talked about it on Twitter. I was always raised on the idea that there's something better. There's always somebody better. Don't ever think you're the best at something. There's always somebody better. But at the same time, there's always somebody that has it worse than you as well. That was the other part of it. But here's, in home theater, there's always something better. There's always new tech on the horizon. Even if you just were able to get the best of the best of the best, there's new tech on the horizon. And then it's only going to take you a couple days to go, oh, wow. Okay, well, how do I get that? Well, guess what? Now you don't have the best anymore. But you're still getting a great home theater experience. All right, I want to go back to about 15 years ago. And this, I draw on this a lot, especially when I'm looking at people's theaters, when I'm going into people's theaters, whether it's virtually or visiting somebody in their theater. So this is, like I said, about 15 years ago. My buddy Jim, the projector guy, he invited me to this theater that was an amazing theater. It was, you know, 100K or more for the gear, not the room. And he's like, do you want to come in and experience this theater? And I was like, yeah, all right. So at the time, I drive all over the place. So I'm like, just tell me when and where, and I'll schedule it, and I'll pop in. And it was like a Thursday afternoon, 3:00. I drive up to this place, and I'm like, in my head, I'm thinking $100,000. Oh, this is amazing. And that's 15 years ago. I don't know what the gear is off the top of my head. It was crazy gear, and I'll get to why. Double projectors, I do remember that, mounted on top, you know, on sandwiched together, one upside down, one right side up, blah, 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 blah. All together in this room. Huge screen. I want to say it was over 130-inch screen. But I remember thinking, this is going to be an amazing theater. I can't wait to just sit down and enjoy it. And I walk in the room, and this room was in shambles. It was just curtains, just drapes, just kind of like dusty, the drapes were. speakers just put onto these like shelves, and they wires across the floor, cables across the floor, just a couch to sit in, and like things hand built onto the ceiling to get the projectors to be calibrated, to be positioned correctly. Everything's, of course, it's all leveled out. It's all perfect. Because what happened was, is when he got up, the owner gets up and he goes over, shuts his lights off. I already had dimming lights on my own. He didn't have this. But it was about the gear. When the lights went out and this thing went on, compared to what I had at the time, what I had heard at the time, I was blown away. It would be like going from, let's say, 1995 and jumping. And this is how my memory is working it. It'd be like going from my memory of 1995 and what home theater was like and the tech we had and getting in a time machine and seeing Dolby Cinema today. It was that mind-blowing to me. I'd never experienced anything like this. It was an amazing experience. Okay, we did the Terminator 2. We did Star Wars. We did all of these different, we did Backdraft. Amazing. Okay, the flames, the sounds, the whooshes. It was just an amazing experience. But then the lights came back on and it was like I was in a warehouse. But that's the thing. This owner, that's what he did. He just kept upgrading pieces. He was not shy about ripping a piece out, selling it, getting a new piece, or buying, getting a new piece, throwing it in, comparing it to the old piece. That's what the experience was to him. That's what home theater meant to him. He was all about the tech, all about that. He didn't care about the environment. He didn't care about how it looked. Aesthetics out the window. And I don't even know where the windows were. It was just all curtains. For all I know, there were a bunch of them. But aesthetics went out that window. But the overall experience was amazing. But here's the thing. My personal taste, I could never own a room like that. I'd be like, in my opinion, I'd be embarrassed to walk into a room and show people that room. Because I'm like, I'm kind of a neat freak. You know, I'm like, I like order. I don't like clutter, all of that stuff. Everything has to be in its place. Everything has to be perfect. Not perfect. That's Steve George. But you see what I mean? It's like everything has to be, you know, in a certain way. But that doesn't make my experience any better or less than his experience. It doesn't make his experience better than mine. When I went in there, it made me want to achieve some of the stuff I heard. Like I said, that was a room that I heard that T2. That wasn't the room. That wasn't the first time I heard that T2 pan I talk about all the time, where the door gets blown. For people that don't know, the door in when they're at Cyberdyne and Arnold has to rescue Sarah and pull her out of the room, and then they blow open the wall and the camera goes to the hallway and the door goes from the left side of your screen to your right side of your screen. And I use that all the time to gauge how accurate a pan is in a room. And he played it and I was blown away. And the fun thing is, I feel now, maybe if I went back in time and listened, my room might not be as good as that room is. Even today, I feel like it is. But it took me over 15 years to get there and technology to advance and enough that I could afford probably what he was pulling off. I have no idea. But my point is, all the while, I thought I had a great home theater experience. Going into that room, it doesn't mean I was wrong. I did have a great home theater experience. So did he. I'm sure if he came to my house and he was like, oh, the wall, I had my theater at the time. I had a smaller screen 15 years ago. I think I was out of my rear projection TV by then. I'm not really sure. I'm not even sure of the year, but I just distinctly remember walking in and it was my expectations of the price tag on this place. It's going to be amazing. And then walking in and literally turning my nose up at it and being like, this isn't going to be very good. I don't understand this. It was awful. aesthetically, I couldn't get it. But my point, like I said, a great home, whatever you have at home, it's a great home theater experience because you're on the journey. You're listening to this podcast. You're having fun with it. Another version of the great home theater experience. I have a listener friend. I call him a friend. He's been a listener for a while. We met through the podcast. Used to live a little further away. Has since moved closer. You know who you are, buddy. He doesn't even have a theater right now. But you know what? The conversations I'm having with him, he is still having a great home theater experience because he's building his new one. He had to move. You know, family, everything. Had to sell his old house that had a fantastic theater in it. And he's in the process of building a new one. And I have a theater that I sit down and I get to watch movies in. And when I talk to him, I'm jealous. There's part of me that's jealous of him not having a theater and just designing it, building it. He's piecemealing out some work. He's doing some of the work himself. All of this stuff, that's part of the home theater experience. That's part of being the enthusiast and having a great home theater experience. He's enjoying it. He loves it. He's like, oh, today I'm going to work. I'm going to rewire some stuff. And he's got his rack set up in a different room. But he's enjoying it. That's part of the ride. Don't sell yourself short of that part of it. If you're still listening to me right now, it means you've passed by where I just got on the fence and went, oh yeah, everybody has one. And so you appreciate that. If you're still listening to me and you're like, you're new at this, enjoy the ride. A buddy, he's been on the podcast, BJ Horton. I told him months and months and months ago, he had like that. He was stuck in like, he hadn't worked on his theater in years. And I was like, just throw up some speakers, get a display going, sit down on a bucket and enjoy something and then build around you. Because if you just keep sitting there waiting for your theater to be done, it'll never be done. There's so much work and you're never, ever done. It's the running joke all the time. What do we do? It's constantly under construction. So enjoy the construction. Enjoy that stuff. That's part of the experience. You'll never get to 100%. You'll never get to the ultimate home theater because, like I said before, there's always something around the corner. And now getting to like the people that come on and not come on, people that make comments on Twitter, people that on my YouTube. If you're one of those people that keeps telling me that yours is the best and nobody has what you have, you're right, but you're also wrong. And that's why I pull them down. If you're lucky enough to see it there, it means I haven't seen it and I pull it down. Because there's people putting out these comments that they think they have the best and everybody else's stinks. And that's wrong. And I won't stand for that. And I'm pulling them down. I know if you want to come at me, come at me. But that's not what home theater is about. Home theater is about the art. And there's more than one way to create art. And these rooms, these theaters that we're creating, whether, like I said, a living room theater, a bedroom that you're still living in your parents' house, or you have a dedicated theater, the theater is a piece of art and you're creating it. And that, I've done it. Every step I just said, I've been there, I've done that, and I loved every step of the way. In the 90s, I had a 3-ring binder I had to take pictures with a camera, not a phone. I had to take pictures and go get them developed of each of my laser discs, put them in a 3-ring binder, which I still have, and just to put on the coffee table so people could pick a movie without having to go and look at all the laser discs. I wanted to display that. That's why when in the early 2000s, the Kaleidoscape comes out and I'm like, I don't need a 3-ring binder. I could do this. Amazing. Couldn't afford it. So I stuck with the 3-ring binder. And then the prices come down. I see Zapiti, but there's all this stuff. There's all of these things. If you love People with physical media, they have all of, I have all of that stuff. You're displaying it. People come in your house. Ooh, what is that? And you, I like to keep my physical media outside the room so that people see it and they go, whoa, what's that? Where does that go to? And then you open the door and they're like, oh, wow. And it's, that's part of the fun. It's a piece of art. I've been in the art world. It's kind of cool when you produce a piece of art, it's all framed and up and like, what's that? Oh, who did that? I did. And you just kind of shrug it off. But inside, you're like, oh, my God, they love it. It's awesome. But you try to stay humble. You try to just be like, and you sit there and wait for people to look at it. And it's great. We had a listener on, Mike. He did the same thing. He went downstairs, turned his theater up, goes upstairs in the living room, and all the company is waiting. He's like, somebody comment, please. He's getting a great home theater experience. Because he like, that's part of the fun, right? And then in that same conversation, we're trying to figure out how to upgrade his great home theater experience. Don't listen to people. Don't listen to that crap. Don't listen to anybody that tells you you don't have a great home theater experience. It's not worth it. And that's why I came up with the Bright Side. That's why I came up with Bright Side Chat. That's why I came up with Bright Side Home Theater. Let's talk about the experiences. And that's what today's podcast is about. It's just the overall experiences that we have owning a home theater. Yeah. Think of some movies that you would never watch otherwise. If you watch them on a regular TV, they don't play well. We talk about them all the time. And because of our theaters, they play out. Hurricane Heist. I was so blown away by that. Pun intended, didn't even mean it, but now I'm going to intend it. Hurricane Heist blew me away. It's an awful movie, to be honest with you. If I had to watch that like at night on a regular TV with no surround sound, I'd be like, ooh, this is kind of a stretch. Not a big fan, but I love it. I wanted to give it away. I sent a copy to my buddy John because I knew he wouldn't buy it. So I was like, you've got to see this. And he agrees. It's a great home theater movie. Lucy, same thing. The pictures, the sound on that. I'm not crazy. I love the story. I love Scarlett Johansson, but Lucy's another one. Moonfall, talk about topical. Moonfall, the moon crashes. Spoilers, it's in the poster, for God's sakes. The moon crashes into the planet Earth, and people get off. It, like, off the moon and, like, practically step onto Earth. No, but the surround sound, what it does for you is an amazing story. It's the surround. And when I say story, I'm saying the sound in your room. That's going to be a blast for me to break down someday. Okay. That's another one. The entire Transformers series. Like, that's like, I mean, I love the first one. I loved them all actually, because I grew up. I have a younger brother, so when the Transformers came out, I was probably 14 by that time, but my younger brother wasn't, and he really got into them, and then it was on after school when you came home, he was watching it, I'm home watching him, and you're watching Transformers and Optimus, and the noise, whatever it is, I can't do it, but then when that movie comes out, the experience, and then getting into, so the first, I think it was the first Transformers movie, Walmart, I find out online at the time, comes out with a special IMAX edition. This was way before IMAX Enhanced, but it was only put out through Walmart. I had to search all the Walmarts in the area. I probably went to 3 or 4 of them to be able to get this edition to come home and get that bigger scene because they have the battle scene and it's Optimus and Megatron are fighting in the forest, but it opens up to full screen. So it was like the kind of the first time you went with the variable aspect ratio and oh my God, that was awesome. So I had to own that edition, right? Because I wanted to get that. I wanted to experience that. And it was awesome. And I loved it. It was a great home theater experience. I don't have $100-200 million theater, but it's a great home theater experience. And I'm going to hunt down every possible way I can improve it. Whether it's 1%, 0.5%, or, you know, 25, 50% better. I don't know. I don't care. That's part of the hobby. I'm just experiencing everything that I can possibly add to my room, into my experience. And then when other people come, I know people don't appreciate what I've done. They don't appreciate the nuances that we do, but that's part of the experience. Getting the eye roll, sometimes it is kind of fun. You'd be like, oh, I got it. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, you don't know what you're missing, pal, because this is a great experience. But like I said, whether you do a DIY like myself, or you do a turnkey, it's still, that entire process is a great experience. I'm hoping someday I could actually build a theater, like a turnkey theater, where I just say, this is what I want to do, and you hire the people to do it, and the process you go through. Carl, listener of the show, I get all the updates. It's a multi-year process he's going through, and that process is the experience. He doesn't have that theater yet, but he's building his ultimate home theater. And the one of the things Carl and I go back and forth on is like, Carl, you're never getting to the ultimate, because as soon as that theater's done, guess what? There's always tomorrow. And when you get there, it's called today, and you won't be there because there'll be something better. So don't get upset, not talking to Carl here, but don't get upset at advancements. Just pick your stuff, enjoy your stuff, and then when you can get to those advancements, you get there. But watching Carl go through all of that, I absolutely love it. He's been to different theater installers. He's done different demos, experiencing all these different speakers. It's a blast. I've done all that, and it's so much fun. I've done it even without shopping. The hard thing, what's fun for somebody like Carl is like, he's actually shopping. So he's doing it, and he's like trying to make the best possible purchase he can make. He's trying to get the most bang for his buck. And I mean, he's got some bucks to buck, but he's having a ball. Absolutely having a ball. I hope he's having a ball and he's not too stressed about it. I'm having a ball watching him. But what I'm doing is, like, at the same time, I go out to places, I do some demos. It makes me, I've got to hold myself back because I want to have some of that fun. I want to shop. I want to upgrade. I want to do this. Funds are funds, right? I could sell all my stuff and start fresh, I suppose, but I don't want to do that. I'm having too much fun. It's, cause and effect there. But yeah, so turnkey doesn't mean that you did anything different than the guy that DIY. You're both experiencing building a home theater in your own way. And here's the thing. They both come with the same exact thing. The same exact thing every single time. Whether you build it yourself or you pay somebody to do it, and it, like I said, you call it a turnkey, comes with the same thing. Called the anticipation of pushing play. That's why I end my show with go push play. That's all we want to do. That's what we want to do. Whether you're the guy that wants to break down your theater every day and add new gear and check this. But at the end of the day, all the tech you deal with, whether you have the engineer's mind like a Rob H does, or you have more of an artistic mind like myself, and you want to just like absorb it, and either way, guess what? The only way you test that gear is by push and play. And when you push play, you're like, oh, wow, that's an amazing, I love it. And could I make that better? But you're still having a great experience because you're like, oh, that's not quite what I heard when I heard that demo. So how do I get there? That's the fun. But that's the anticipation of pushing play. When you're building your theater, you're like, I can't wait to hear this. I can't wait to see this. Oh, I can't wait to do it. And that's why I said, like, to BJ, I was like, buddy, just keep pushing play while the room's evolving around you. And then you'll know what those room treatments mean. If you're going to put in room treatments, you'll know what it means when you add surround channels. You'll know what it means when you go from 5.1 to 7.1, because I just installed my rear channels. You'll know what it means when you add in the Atmos as you're going, as you're building this room, as you add a couch instead of sitting on a bucket. You'll know what all those steps mean. So keep pushing play. That's the fun. that's what would, and that's the great experience. I don't know what else to say, but don't listen to people that tell you you don't have a great room, because even if you don't have a room, but you just have the dream of having a room, that in itself is a great home theater experience. So enjoy that. Enjoy the ride. Keep pushing play. That's what I say. That's why I don't say, oh, mash the like button. No. Mash the pushing play. Go have fun. That's what I've been doing. That's why I'm having a hard time getting and sitting down and doing my reviews of movies like U571. It's because I'm just pushing play on movie after movie, and they're all old movies. I'm having fun. I'm going through the entire Star Wars saga again. And I'm doing it like scene by scene. I'll sit down and do 20 minutes here, 20 minutes there. Right now I'm in Last Jedi, and it's amazing, especially since I go in order of the releases. So I did the original trilogy, then I went back and I watched the prequel trilogy. Well, and this is all at like 20 minutes, half hour. If I got 40 minutes to sit in my room, I'll do it, because it's my busy time of year. So I'll do that, but I'm enjoying every, because it looks amazing. It sounds amazing. But jumping from the original trilogy, I'm sorry, the prequel trilogy, and going all the way to, the next one, what was it? Force Awakens. Sorry. Going to Force Awakens. Holy crap. The CGI that we had in the prequel trilogy. Yuck. Not good. But then you jump to the new J.J. Abrams in Force Awakens. So good. It looks so amazing. The sound, the HDR, the sound is so good. Sound is good in all of them, to be honest with you. But yeah, I'm just absorbing that. But I'm also jumping on and watching other movies as well. And I'm like going through some of the MCU. I'm just having so much fun with it. But like I said, just mashing that play button, just having fun. And that's all you can do. And that's a great home theater experience. And if you're still listening to me right now, I know that's what you're doing. And I appreciate that. I appreciate everybody following along. I appreciate your patience until the next one, until the next boxes of popcorn are given out. But I'm promising you some additions are coming to Brightside Home Theater. Can't wait. And more people, talking with more people. I'm having a blast. Thank you everybody for listening. Thank you for following along. You guys know what to do if you want to support the podcast. It's all in the show notes or whatever. I hate begging for this stuff or asking for this stuff. So you know what? Like I've been saying, just keep pushing play, people, because that's the most important part. So until next time, go push play.
Hey, Fred.
This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.